morning, Mas Leroy. I have something
Marcus,
for that.
Marcus, for the last time, I don't want to hear it from you this morning. Every other day you come about fish sanctuary, this and that, and I really don't have the time
for
that.
It's not what you think, Mas Leroy. I want me and you to help the sanctuary.
Why should I believe you, Marcus?
Just hear me out now, Regin.
Alright, may I listen?
Well, weekend, me take a trip go for Bluefields and make the link with the same brother Kevin Latimer there. Not only is a word, but me get for understand say my the founder for the Friendly Fisherman Society in a Bluefields.
You know something here about that. But what that have to do with the fish sanctuary, Marcus?
Well, according to him, that is how them get to farm them own sanctuary there, by lobbying for one as a fisherman society. A man can't just wake up and farm fish sanctuary, you know.
Well, I don't know of many people who wake up and just want to farm a fish sanctuary. Wait, Marcus, you're not thinking what I think you're thinking.
Well, that depends on what you think I am thinking. Just give it a chance, Mas Leroy. All I'm asking is we get some of the other fishermen them together and organize something. We can even write to the Department of Cooperatives and Friendly Societies at 2 Musgrave Avenue to farm one. They will tell us what to do, what act to register under, and provide pre-registration training.
You know, I never think I'd live to see the day you would be so constructive. It's a good idea, though.
Don't make it sound so bad, Mas Leroy, man. Chop. When you think about it, we'd be doing the environment a favor, creating jobs and helping all of us, cause when the fish grow and leave the sanctuary, then we can benefit from the spillover while sustaining the source.
So, you mean to tell me, say, you go clear a Westmoreland to hear the same thing when me did I tell you right yourself from when? And that's how you start to listen? Boy, oh boy, only your generation.
That is besides the point, Mas Leroy. Everybody win this way.
Well, to tell you the truth, it don't sound too bad. Me just happy you're not interested in robbing the sanctuary anymore.
Far from that, Mas Leroy.
But Marcus, you're really thinking, man. And you sound serious too. Alright, you can't count me in.
That sound good, you know? If we get the fish sanctuary, we can better feed the community members too, you know. After all, the fish we aren't near Esco Beach have to come from somewhere. And this will improve how much we catch so she and everybody else in the fishing area can benefit. Plus, this can help the tourists them come in too.
Well, Marcus, look like you hit your jackpot after all.
True, true. But this time the winnings is for everybody.
Well, so long as we plan to protect the fish in the fish sanctuary, then we will more than benefit. And what can I say? You really redeem yourself, Marcus.
True still, Mas Leroy. Stealing from the fish sanctuary was always a bad idea. I wouldn't work when you think about it. Speaking of work, I see you looking calm today. Are you ready for go?
Long time.
This feature was brought to you by the Fisheries Division in collaboration with the National Environment and Planning Agency under the Strengthening the Operational and Financial Sustainability of the National Protected Area System, NPAS project.
Love how Jamaica set up fish sanctuaries, and everybody loves the fish sanctuaries, cause it's a plan to have more fish for everyone and help save the reefs we depend on, and that will ensure the livelihood of the fishermen. So no fish in a dam, let's protect our fish sanctuaries.
Brought to you by the Fisheries Division in collaboration with the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, under the NPAS project.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.